Drilling, guys. Appreciate you tuning in each and every weekend. Man, Bobby just gave me one of these meat sticks from our butcher. And, man, this is good on a early start to my day.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying
Tim
this.
Tim Sobey.
Yeah, Sobey Meats. Gotta love my meat sticks. So, one of my favorite thing.
Some great bumper music there, Brian. Old Stud Leroy, man. He's quite a horse.
Yeah.
So the main thing that you got to do at a family reunion is show up your cousins. I'm bound and determined to make sure that that point makes it, because that's really what it comes down to. You're all kids together. You grew up and now you're all dads showing up, and you really need to, you want to smoke them on the grill, right?
Right. Or at least that's where that's where it goes in my family, too.
You want your food disappearing.
Yeah.
You don't want to walk out with a big tray. Oh, I've got a bunch of these left over. Yeah, no thanks. No, full. Really full. Really. Ooh, they were great. So what we want to do is tune you up for that and maybe give you some ideas of some things to bring to family reunions. And in my opinion, family reunions are kind of ethnic.
Well, it depends on the ethnicity of your family. But
well,
yeah,
it's ethnic. You have a culture that you grew up in, and there's whatever it is, Polish, you're Dutch, I don't know. They don't probably cook much.
Oh, no. That's why I'm 240 at 5'11". Right. Because we don't cook much.
Big Lou, he's got a policy for you.
Well, he might not. He might not like me, man. Got one too many meat sticks in you, boy.
You're on meds, too. Oh, wife number two. That's a great jingle. I just love it. Sorry.
Yeah.
But so you want to show up your cousins, and some of the things, different ethnicities now, we're Finnish and French and Swedish, so those dishes all come in like that, like pickled herring.
Oh, yeah.
That's a thing, and it's a thing in my family. I was never a fan of it, but my aunts and uncles, that was a thing.
So the pickled is the clear, the vinegar base, and the creamed herring is the white, like mayonnaise base.
Like yogurt or something. I don't know what they put in it, cream of some sort. But I think that has vinegar too.
So here's one that always happens in the family reunion, and this herring would be a great spot to go with that, is that the pickled herring is a prepared food, and so is the creamed. But the creamed, you got to keep cold.
Yes.
The pickled, you can eat it at room temperature, and it's not going to hurt it any because of the vinegar base that's in there. But anything with those creams on it, when you go to the warm park, the county park, wherever it is that you're going, food safety is a big deal, because you don't want to be that cousin.
Come on.
You don't want to be that cousin that brought the trots to the party.
You're
not
going
to
sit there and try and convince us that fish and cream and warm weather is a bad idea. There's an outhouse right around the park.
Yeah,
there.
Right. Yeah. Unless your cousin owns the outhouse company, you probably don't want to do that.
You'll be using it.
Yeah.
So a big one in my wife's family, being that they're half Lebanese, is shish kebabs.
Okay.
And we cover those too much. Of course, another thing in mine is pasties. Somebody always brings pasties.
Even in the summer?
Yeah.
I fancy that as a cold weather dish rather than a summer dish.
When it's part of your tradition and your heritage, you have to have it.
Yep.
And just ketchup.
Yeah, right. Gravy's too warm for the summer.
So another one that my mother used to love Polish food, and she used to make kapusta.
Right.
And I personally now love it. I didn't as a kid, but now I find it to be a fabulous thing.
So those that don't know what that is, what's in a kapusta?
Well, it's a fancy sauerkraut with sugar base. So it's a sweet sauerkraut, and it's got, I think, little bits of ham and I don't know, all kinds of goodness in it. It's very colorful.
Sometimes a little red cabbage
in there. There's some red something in it, yeah.
Right, yep, the white and the red cabbage.
I was thinking it was like pimento or red pepper or something they chop up and put in it, too.
But it's a sauerkraut, so again, it's a vinegar-based dish that travels real well in the heat.
Yep.
And that's why these dishes are better. But as far as the proteins go, you know, I was reading an article this week about chicken, in that the average chicken is 6 to 8 weeks old when it hits the meat counter in the in a store.
That's
big
terrible.
Store.
That's terrible.
Well, and the thing is with that is that, and I don't want to get too gross about this, but when they're that young, they're I mean, this is a common practice, right? That they grow these things as quick and
pump them with steroids,
right? And I don't know about that, but where I was going with it is that everybody thinks that pink chicken is bad chicken. okay? And as a rule of thumb, it is, unless you get it to temperature, and the temperature being 165 degrees, where I'm going is with these young chickens, the bones have not calcified yet in the chicken. So the bones can be a little bit pink, even though these things are cooked to 165 degrees.
You saw that on Facebook, didn't you?
I did.
I did, too.
And it was from our friends at Thermapen.
Right.
And these are people that take temperature and meat very, very seriously. Mm-hmm. It's their business. And I read through this whole thing and found it very interesting because it isn't always necessarily the case when if there's a little pinkness by the bone in chicken that it means it's not done.
Right.
If you're using your Thermapen to temp it.
Right.
Long way around this story is when you're at the family rebellion, then make sure you bring your digital thermometer for anything you're turning off the grill because usually you've got to plow a bunch of food through the grill
right.
in a hurry.
And you're in a park, so right. it's one of those little bitty charcoal stand-up
or something
jobs.
You brought with yep. you that was very, very
either
portable.
Way, it's not going to be what you're used to using at home.
Right. So that Thermapen or a digital thermometer like one is very important because even if it's bratwurst, right, you don't want to serve raw ground pork. You don't want to poke them too many times because you're going to let all the juice out and then you're eating really dried out, you know, sausages. But at the end of the day, that thermometer is very, very important at the family reunion.
Cool. That's a good idea. And there's no other than Thermapen. That's just the only one you use.
Right, right. It's a great product. Instant read. You within 2 seconds of sticking the end of that probe in a piece of meat or anything, you got an accurate temperature. And
if
you know
it says
where
China on the package, you don't want it.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
That's all there is to
yeah.
it.
Yeah, well, it's Utah, right, is where those yeah. Thermapens are made. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but anyway. They're not a sponsor. It's a great product. And when we find a great product, we like to let everybody know what's going on.
So here's a cool one for a family reunion, a bacon explosion. Because again, you're trying to beat the cousins, right?
Right.
How many of your cousins know how to make a proper bacon explosion?
Well, they're going to learn now. Tell them.
Yeah. So we've covered it a bunch of times, but you might be a new listener. Anyway, I use my local butcher's breakfast sausage, but if you don't have a good local sausage, Jimmy Dean is the go-to sausage.
And you're talking the round ones.
Yep, you get a 1 pound tube of Jimmy Dean
in the plastic. Yep,
and basically a package of thin bacon, thinly sliced bacon, 1 pound, and you make a weave out of the bacon. You know, you get about 14 strips in a pack. So you lay 7 up and down and then 7 across, and you weave them back and forth by lifting them up and sliding them through. And
right.
There's a little process you'll develop as you do that. You'll get real good at it. And then you put that on top of wax paper so you can lift it up. Then you take another piece of wax paper, and you take that tube of Jimmy Dean's, and you smash it down to make a rectangle that's going to fit roughly over that inside of that bacon, a smaller version.
So you're
version
looking at maybe
it.
Like a half inch thick.
Probably.
Just slam
probably.
It down to and
yep.
get it in a little rectangle.
Yep. And then yep. you want to put a little spice on there, whatever profile you want to go with. I put lots of little goodies in mine, but one thing that's really good for a binder is some sort of a cheese. And a Mexican blend works really well. The white and the cheddar and
right.
stuff blended works really well. Parmesan turns out pretty good. Asiago, anything like that will melt down and kind of hold that meat together. And then I like to put spinach leaves in, or maybe some carrot strips or some asparagus or green garden onions. Green onions are fantastic in the middle of it. And then you lay those across, and then you roll that with that wax paper. You roll that sausage up to make kind of like a those jelly rolls used to look,
right.
whatever
yep.
they called them, you know. So
I think they were jelly rolls.
Yeah.
It looks like that.
Yeah, it looks like that. And then you place that, lift it up with the wax paper, and you place that on top of the bacon. Make sure the wax paper is removed.
Yeah.
And then you lift up the wax paper on the bacon, and you roll this thing up, and then you peel the wax paper off, and you take that bacon and kind of tuck it in on the ends and make it look real nice. And then you set it on the indirect side of the grill, and you smoke that baby for about an hour and a half.
Right. Again, internal temperature, you're looking at pork sausage. You want that up to about 165 degrees.
Yep.
When that temps out, your bacon will be shrunk down, and it'll be
gorgeous.
Fabulous. I've got another.
You can actually sprinkle a little brown sugar on top of that, too.
Yeah. When we come back, I'm going to do another insert into your explosion. Stick with us. We'll be back.